podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Shackles Are Off podcast. We're not too far away, are we, from that Pakistan test series, which promises so much, actually, not just on the pitch, but also off it as well, because it's quite important. And what's really cool is that we're going to have both Chris and also producer Chuck on the ground throughout the series. So we're going to be getting plenty of stuff. So if you kind of...
We've got a slight visa problem now.
Have you? What's that? What's your visa problem?
Like we've had a little setback. It's not looking good at the minute. How far are we out? We're just under a week out, and my first visa application didn't sail through, let's put it that way. I've got some documentation, as you can see me on Zoom, but for the listeners, I have a long letter from our friends over at the hotel in Pakistan saying why I should be allowed in, and it's just me with my fingers crossed hoping that they will let it sail through. But I think I've been, I might have been the unlucky one. Pulled at random just for verification.
Oh no, you're joking. That's an absolute disaster. So have they been delving into your past? Is that what the problem is? Or
I think they might well have been, yeah. The saving grace is I am flying with Qatar Airways. So you know what? I might just go and watch a bit of World Cup football instead. We're not there. We're only here for the cricket.
Yeah, fair enough, actually. You know what? I'm so underwhelmed by the Football World Cup, especially when there's a test series, and obviously we just had the Cricket World Cup coming over. So you're absolutely right. Not a load to report cricket-wise. I mean, there is. We've had a series, I think, since we last did our podcast in Australia. But it was just, I mean, the thing is, 3-0, all right, fair enough. And they had all the big guns out, Smith, Labuschagne, Warner, etc. Fine. But we were resting our lads, some of them for some of the matches, etc. in the ODI series. Also, Australia's a tough place to win anyway. They prepare the decks for the Australians.
Don't make any excuses, Greggy. Right. Our lads were still steaming. Like they've just not stopped, have they?
I was going to come on to that. Yeah, you're right. In a more roundabout way. Which is perfectly understandable, though, isn't it? Right? I mean, is that three-match test series in Australia, three-match ODI series, I beg your pardon, going to go down in history, in the annals of history? It's not, is it?
No, it's not. It really didn't pull up any trees. I'd love to see the viewing figures. I can't believe too many people from the UK were tuning in. But then again, a lot of people do love the game, so I'm sure there was plenty. But most importantly, there's a little England Lions versus England test team warm-up going ahead, and some interesting scores there. So Hasib Hamid got 140-odd, 170 balls.
Correct.
For the Lions. Impressive.
Which is good. Yeah, I mean, he's a proper player though, isn't he? I know he had that like five-year kind of spell where he just dipped off, but really, really good. And Crawley did well as well. It's good. I always wonder, mate. So you play a lot of club cricket. I always wonder what those inter-squad matches are like when it's England, because there's an element where they'll obviously be, as they're crossing the rope, you've got Rooty, you'll have got whoever, I know Stokes is not involved because he's been busy, but you'll have those senior players crossing, as they cross the rope going, come on lads, right, head on, you know, game mode, etc. But then realistically, it boils down to the lads that you're having dinner with, training with, day to day, all that, messing about in the swimming pool with. You're just trying to clout them and cart them about, aren't you? If you're a batsman, if you're a bowler, you're trying to... Didn't Jofra Archer knock Zach Crawley on the head earlier on today as we record this?
No matter what level you play at, inter-club games are never a good idea for me, because they're either a way for people to get... try and smash your mates all over the park, hit yourself in the head, whatever. something bad always comes of an interclub game. I'm talking at like our level. Like we've had people not speak to each other for 6 months after. There's been fireworks. We've had people leave the club before, and that is fact. And you know who I'm talking about. So it's a fairly dramatic thing, an interclub game. I'm sure the England guys are a little bit more professional than my village team, but I'm hopeful that some good has come from it. I saw Hasim Hamid got some runs, Zach Corley got some runs, Jaffer Archer back in a test shirt, amazing to see. A moment I thought we'd never see him back in test white. Very exciting with the Ashes next summer. Looking forward to it, really. Got a busy test schedule this winter, going to Pakistan, hopefully going to be out in New Zealand as well. So it's, exciting time to be an England test cricket fan.
Yeah, it is, certainly. Yeah, I'm really actually quite pumped for this, actually, that's coming. New Zealand, so obviously Pakistan just around the corner. There's a strong Army contingent going there for the first time in what seems like forever. First time in kind of our generation, really, mate, which is really cool. New Zealand is the place to go, and watch cricket. Mount Maunganui and the other venues.
Wellington.
Okay.
They're the two venues.
Right. Yeah. So tell people why they should go, because I've never been and I'm getting a bit of the itch. I'm getting the itch. And I want you to tell me why I should go.
If there is ever a time to go and watch England against New Zealand, it is right now with Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes in charge. If there's ever a chance that we're going to dominate over that way of the world, it is now. So get yourself on that plane. One of the best countries in the world to visit. It is beautiful. The people are great. I think it's commonly explained as the best parts of Australia dumped on an island. So you've got the weather, you've got the scenery, you've got the wine, you've got the atmosphere without the arrogant, obnoxious Australian supporters community. What more is there to love? Get yourself on a plane. What else are you going to do? Honestly, like I said on the last episode, January is coming up. I know Christmas is coming up. Have a good Christmas. January is coming up. Throughout January, you need something to look forward to. Be that South Africa away, be that a New Zealand test tour. Get yourself out there. Look forward to having a beverage at the Barmy Army pre-tour, post-tour, mid-tour, mid-morning party.
I was going to say, is that all you're offering, just a pre-tour and post-tour? Because it's definitely not.
Pre-tour, post-tour, mid-tour, breakfast, dinner, lunch, drinks.
Mate, sounds unreal. And if that's not sold it to you listening at home, I don't know what will. It sounds and looks unreal. I mean, there's some of the social stuff. All you need to do is just have a little scroll back and search or have a look at some of the videos and stuff that we captured last time. On our social channels. It was ridiculous. I mean, just unreal. If you like sport, and even obviously more specific if you're listening to this podcast, like cricket, I don't think it gets anywhere better, really. I think it's one of those things that, you know, if I was trying to sell cricket to an American who was genuinely kind of interested, I would just show them Mount Maunganui and I'd show them New Zealand in general. I'd say, well, yeah, England go there once every 2 or 3 years and you want to go and have a gander at that. They would be like, what? You play sport there in that setting with that backdrop?
So true.
Amazing. And good, great people as well, the Kiwis, aren't they? Really nice, solid people. So
exactly. Get yourself on it. Fancy it, Greggy.
Yeah, I do, actually. So this is a conversation for off the air, but yeah, I do. Certainly. Yeah, massively. Ahead of that Pakistan series, by the way, we've got some really good guests because we were having a little, not a whinge, but we were kind of going, looking at our previous kind of back catalogue, which, by the way, is incredible. And if you're only just ever listening to our podcast and you've only listened to the last 5 or 6 or whatever, get yourselves back and listen, because there's a plethora of belting episodes, all kind of time, you know, just free, really. They're not anything to do. You don't think, oh, well, they spoke to Dom Best then, but that was a while ago, so I'm not bothered. Don't do that. Listen, just look at the guest, think, yeah, okay, that'll be all right. Just press play. 10 minutes in, you'll just be like, yeah, I'm glad I did. So have a listen. Yeah, have a listen back, because there's some crackers. But we were having a look at our back catalogue, weren't we, after recording a previous podcast a couple of weeks back. We said, oh, we kind of need to ramp up. Well, no, we've got some really good podcasts coming up. So we've got Jofra Archer, who you'll be hearing from next week here on the Shackles or a podcast. We've also heard from Owen Morgan, who was brilliant, really, really good. Got a bit more deep, that one, but like he's a great talker, and he's a great talker. Could listen to him all day long. And today we're bringing to you somebody who's going to be featuring quite heavily, we hope, for not just this winter, but also the next few years in the England top order. And that man is Keaton Jennings. And we just had a quick chat with him, Chris, but he was in good spirits and he's a really nice chap. You kind of really want him to do well, don't you, once you've listened to this little chat?
Yeah, I was telling the team in the office today, I've actually been on two tours where I've seen Keaton Jennings do really well. The India tour that he was first on for England, I was at the Wankhede when he scored that wonderful century. We don't talk about Kohli's batting episode of 3 days, whatever it was. But then we saw him in goal as well. I was with yourself, with your good self. And whenever we've gone away and he's been in the squad, barring a few blips when he's been on tour, I've seen him do really, really well. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. And what a gent as well. Like, we're very lucky. We get to speak to a lot of cricketers. We meet a lot of cricketers. We're familiar with a lot of people in the cricketing world. But sometimes people just stick in your mind as being uber polite and just uber lovely. And Keaton's one of them.
He is, absolutely. And if you listen to this next little chat here on the Shackles or a podcast, and just imagine that Keaton Jennings has got a big smile on his face and he's sat in the lounge heading off to Abu Dhabi for this little training camp that they've had in this Lions game. And what he didn't know, by the way, was that they were all headed to the Grand Prix on Sunday. He didn't know that, did he? We said, are you going to Grand Prix? He said, oh, I don't know, maybe. So have a listen to that, because, he's just such a really nice, humble guy. We hope he does really well in England. Shutters, I hope that you do too as well. So, Chris, any of the business? I don't think there is. We'll let people get into the Shackles or our podcast with Keaton Jennings.
This is going out, I think, on Black Friday as well. Just as a heads up, we've got a Black Friday special on Barmy Army merchandise, 20% off. If you want your winter Barmy bucket or Barmy bomber, or double World Cup champions winner's shirt, there's a Black Friday special across this weekend. So be sure to check that out and jump on it.
Do it. And there's a load of Root Academy stuff as well, which is really good. I've seen on the social media.
Again, yeah. Highly brilliant. Discounted for Black Friday.
Yeah. Some great stuff. Really cool stuff on there. I actually wish I played cricket at any kind of level that is remotely competitive, because otherwise I'd be chucking lots of money at that. Some great stuff. If only I'd have had that when I was a kid. You never know. You might have been interviewing me on the podcast instead.
No, it wouldn't have helped you. Sorry, mate. There's just some cases that are too far gone. I think you've nearly battered us to a miraculous loss against the Australian fan group. We won't go into that now. If anyone wants to see that, it's online. Barmy Army YouTube channel. Can watch Grady bat out. Nearly batters us to a miraculous defeat, only to be saved by certain member of the Barmy Army staff team. Anyway, enjoy the pod.
Yeah. On that note, enjoy it. It's Keaton Jennings on the Shackles or a podcast. And remember to subscribe, tell all your mates, pass the pod, and look forward to a brilliant winter with some great guests ahead on the podcast. Here he is, Keaton. How are you, mate? You well?
How's it, guys? How are you?
Hello, mate.
We're about to you. Are you in some fancy plush lounge at Heathrow?
I am indeed. We're in the Emirates Lounge at Heathrow. A few of the boys are behind me over there. So trying to just get a little bit of quiet away from him. How are you guys doing? You're all right?
Yeah, good. How are you? Thanks, mate, for coming on. I know you probably could have done without doing this. So thanks, mate. Really.
No, guys. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Thank you. How are you guys doing? You all right?
Yeah, good. Really good, mate. Really good. Not as good as you, I bet, though.
I'm buzzing. Buzzing. Really can't wait. It's going to be good fun.
I bet you are. So who are you with then in the lounge waiting to fly?
Folksy and Popey have just arrived. So I got you a little bit earlier, obviously being a little bit further away, travelled on us and early. But the other two Surrey boys just arrived.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Awesome. So, I mean, on this tour, it's kind of made for you, I think, this one, isn't it? The fact that, you know, you're brilliant in the subcontinent, you've got kind of this little reputation, but you're just on form, aren't you? I mean, you've had a superb year, county championship, top run scorer, averaging over 70, 500s. You had that triple ton as well against Somerset. I mean, you're smiling as I say it, quite rightly as well, buddy, because you're clearly just, you know, feeling good about cricket.
Yeah, probably a little bit of embarrassment, really, as well. I struggle to take compliments at times. Look, I think it's one of those things. You kind of, when you fall out of the equation, I think you realise how special it is to play for England. So to be back involved now and get that phone call and kind of you pull the shirt on again and you feel the same sort of like little butterflies that you did after the first time. So, yeah, absolutely buzzing. And I think you don't forget, but I think at times you take it for granted how special some of the little things are. Getting the kit, sort of seeing the lads again. So yeah, absolutely buzzing to be back involved, and hopefully it's a good trip. It'll be a solid trip, so hopefully it's a good one.
Greggy, I'll take you back to Gaul 2018. Me and you stood on the bank having a great day, watching this man bat for what, a day and a half, maybe a bit longer. Unbelievable. When we saw you that day, we thought, right, he's here to stay. He's here to stay. Can you take us back to that moment? How did it feel scoring that 100 at Gaul, Keaton?
Yeah, awesome. And it was, I think that day in general was awesome fun. And I remember waking up, I was quite nervous that morning. I had some like sort of Cocoa Pops and you kind of like to try and shove some food down. And I remember things went all right in the morning and you kind of come back the next day and things were good. Actually, funny enough, that game, when we kind of try to push the game forward, I remember nearly hitting my first test six. I think it fell about a foot short. I remember looking up at the balcony and seeing Stokes, he absolutely missing himself. That day was one of the special ones. Obviously, you have highs and lows in a career, but it's definitely a day you can look back on and be really proud of. It was good fun, especially at that venue. But you guys will know, whether you're on the fort or you, it's amazing. It's a great place.
What a place.
Yeah. I think it's probably the favourite venue that we've been to, or to watch cricket anywhere. It's unreal. It's so good. You've obviously got 100 against India in Mumbai as well on the CV. That must have been special for another reason, because it's one thing getting the first, but then to do it again is brilliant, because there's a lot of players, isn't there, who've got 100 and done well, and then after that kind of stuttered a little bit and then out the team and never again. You know, could start listing a load of names, that would be a bit unkind. But, you know, the fact that you then get that second one, that's such a... I mean, that's probably more important, isn't it, in many ways, from a professional perspective?
Yeah, massively. I think to do it again and to back up any performance, I think, as a professional, like you say, is awesome. But I think to a degree, it's about doing it in a different place, doing it in Australia, doing it in Sri Lanka, doing it in Pakistan, wherever you are, doing it in England. I think getting 100 on each continent is special. Whether I do that or not, who knows? Hopefully I keep going. But it's to do it in Sri Lanka, I think it's always been a place that I've loved. It's been a culture that I've loved seeing. Touring there with the Lions 2018, I think it was started in 2018. Or maybe it's 2017. It was brilliant and I absolutely loved it. So to go and get 100 there afterwards was fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. So just talk us through the program then. So where are you flying to now? What how long have you got where? And then when are you actually kind of hitting the ground running in terms of prepping at the grounds in Pakistan?
So it was 6:30 leave this morning, packed last night, went for a little Vietnamese with the missus.
Beautiful.
And then it was top draw. If you ever want to go, I'm not getting paid for this, by the way. Fuck you and Manchester.
No, go for it. Yeah, all right.
6:30 pickup this morning down Emirates Lounge now. Then we've got about a week in Abu Dhabi training. Then we've got a 3-day game back end of that against the Lions. And then 26th we leave for Pakistan. So yeah, excited, man. Nice week of hard training now, and then we're into the good stuff.
Yeah, hard week of hard training. I think, Chris, I think there's a few of them who would be going to the Grand Prix this weekend as well.
I'll be one of them, I think, so I cannot wait.
I just when you said, oh, you're going to Abu Dhabi, I thought, I know what's happening there this week.
Correct. You might be staying in the hotel.
No, so we at the Ritz, I think it's called. Yeah, so we're just outside, but yeah, buzzing, man. It's haven't been to a Grand Prix yet, so go and have a look at the qualifiers on Saturday. Unfortunately, we're training Sunday. But yeah, I know, buzzing, it'll be good fun there.
Oh, mate, this is the kind of perks that, you know, as awesome as it is playing county cricket. I mean, Chris and I would love a day, right, of being a county cricketer, genuinely. But you know, once you've tasted that international thing, and obviously some of the other boys as well, the ones particularly who are out in Australia as well, they'll be getting all these little cool experiences, won't they, thrown at them. Yeah. That's just another little perk, isn't it? And that's kind of what you miss, as well as obviously playing for England.
Well, unless those perks go the other way, because I have heard that the England cricket team is now banned from Wimbledon after the 2019 celebrations. But
really? Is that right? Keaton, anything on that?
I haven't heard any news of that, so that'd be news to me.
Well, good man, good man. Aims, really, I suppose, going forward. So you're 30 now, and I'm sort of edging towards 30 myself. I know I look about 45, but, you know, I'm still shy of it. But it's one of them things where I'd imagine as I get a little bit, you know, properly closer to 30, I'll be thinking, oh my word, and all these kind of different thoughts and things that you wanted to achieve by 30, and then afterwards and the next 10 years and all these different sort of semantic things you start thinking about. Is that something that you've done? Because realistically, you hit 30, but in international cricket, particularly as an opener, you can still have a good 5, 6, 7 years at it if you really kind of get your game head on.
Yeah, massively. I've never been a massive goals person. I've always felt like, because of the way I am, I'm a bit of a perfectionist anyway. So if I set a goal, I think if it's to get 500, so if I get 5, I want 6, I want 7, I want 8. I've always wanted more, so I always want to do better. And I felt like goals at times have almost frustrated me when I'm not getting there quickly enough. And I know it sounds really cliched and a bit bland and dull, but I actually just want to enjoy the trip. I think it's, like I said earlier, when you're out of the equation and you spend 2 or 3 years playing for a county side and playing for England is special. I want to go enjoy the trip, enjoy all the little things that come with it, going to the Grand Prix, training hard, listening to Joe Root talk batting and bat fiddle and all the little things that you miss when you aren't inside. And these are living legends that, I mean, even I'm playing with a guy, I love watching him go about his craft and actually just enjoy that time. So that would be my overriding goal. If I can walk away from the next 5 weeks having loved every minute, regardless of performance, that for me is that I've achieved what I want to achieve in the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you been to Pakistan before, Keaton?
I've never been. I've never played, never traveled there. So absolutely buzzing, man. I cannot wait. We've got one of my mates, all my girlfriend's best friend's fiance now. He's out in Dubai. He's flying over for the first test on the weekend. So he'll be out there, so it'll be exciting. But now I'm buzzing, but hopefully we get to experience a bit of the country as well. And it's not just sort of too sheltered, because I'm a big, big believer in wherever you go and throw yourself into the culture and embrace it, because I think that's how you learn and grow.
Yeah. Hey, this is very mature chat, Chris, isn't it?
Hey, well, I am 30 now, as you rub that in, so it's going to be mature.
So, yeah, fair point. You know what? If somebody was saying, oh, you're 30 now, mate, to me, I'd probably be, you know, I wouldn't be too happy. I'd have clicked off.
Take your cap off. Go on, show Keaton how old you really are.
Yeah, no. It's on there for a reason. We don't want any glare in his eyes. Yeah, he's going to have enough of that when he's in the sun in Pakistan. Nice one, mate. So, gone are the days now of rooming, sharing a room with another player, which is, I think, probably for the best, based on some of the chats we've had here on the Shackles Are Off with former players, etc. Mm-hmm. But who are you knocking about with? I know, obviously, the proper answer is you want to be soaking it in and spending as much time with everyone as you can, etc. But who are your big pals? Who are you looking forward to spending a few weeks with? And actually, I'm going to ask you as well, who are you trying to avoid a little bit?
Well, to be fair, I think Woody at times will be my biggest mate and my biggest avoidance. Woody loves company. He's one of my best mates, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time with him. So looking forward to him coming on the 26th, I think they come through. Obviously, a little bit of rest time after the World Cup. But yeah, Woody will be probably both enemy and accomplice, I think.
Plenty of Mario Kart. Is that traveling?
Yeah, Mario Kart will be traveling. There'll be a nice little crew of us playing. I haven't played in ages. The last time I played was that last test tour 2019. So it'll be good fun. Yeah, it'll be really good fun.
Nice. See if you can recreate a little bit of form on the old Mario Kart.
Exactly. Nice. And take Rooty down as well. I think the last time I lost to him, beat Woody though. So
Oh, mate, I'm absolutely buzzing for you. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Look, fly well. Thanks so much for giving a bit of your time here on the podcast, mate. And we'll be rooting you on, as I'm sure all the members of the Barmy Army and all the England support back home will be as well, mate. So thanks awesome. So much for coming on.
Absolutely.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully there's a few out there. We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, see you there, mate. All the best.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much.
Cheers, buddy.
Podcast Network.